Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, Ryan. Welcome to the Cognitive Recalibration Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Shravan. We have Taran here with us.
Hello.
It's been a little while. I think Oppenheimer was Barbenheimer.
Oh, Barbie. Barbenheimer.
Yeah, it was our last episode. We
There hasn't been much coming out. Well, there has been, but there has been
nothing amazing.
I guess.
So I guess we're talking about Secret Invasion in this episode. So this came out ages ago. We were planning to review it, but we just weren't that enthusiastic about it, I guess, because it is what it is. But yeah, we'll get into our thoughts on it. But then there's, like you said, there's been a bunch of other stuff that has come out. I've seen a bunch of stuff, actually, so I can do some quick reviews after this. And whatever you
watched. I will react to that.
Okay, you'll also review it, but...
Yes, yeah, based off the trailers.
Based on trailers, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you review it first, and then I'll give you the actual review.
Yes.
All right. But you have seen Secret Invasion.
Not the whole thing.
Okay.
I have seen the start and the last episode. I've watched maybe – okay, let's get into the review. This is me going into the review. I watched the first three episodes, and they were super boring. And then the fourth episode came out, and I put it on to watch it, and I'm like, you know what? I don't want to watch this. So I just did it. And then it all came out, and then at the end people are like, this is really shit. And I'm like, okay, I'll watch this little part at the end to see why it's shit. And truth behold, it is shit.
So you know what the budget of the show was?
I think it's like $250 million.
Yeah, I think it's $210 million.
Yeah.
Doesn't look that expensive.
Yeah.
It doesn't look anywhere near that expensive. It looks quite low budget, actually. And that's because they actually reshot a lot of it. Because I think the initial plot line had something to do with Russia invading Ukraine or something. And that actually happened in real life. So they had to change it.
Apparently Falcon and Winter Soldier, they had a pandemic as well. And they had to change that. Maybe they're just making this up. And they're like, oh, this is shit. Let's just say this happened. It was meant to be this. They're like watching it. They're like, oh, shit. What have we made?
Let's just make up an excuse. What's happened recently? Yeah. Well, Russia invaded Ukraine. Okay, let's say that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it doesn't look good.
This is the first Disney Plus Marvel show that I just didn't watch.
Yeah.
In full. Yeah.
I watched it in full, but it's the first one that I didn't watch week to week because I
didn't want to. Yeah. It wasn't interesting enough.
So I think I watched like the first two together, the last three together or something. But yeah. It was underwhelming. So if you haven't realized already, we didn't like this show.
Yeah. I think it's globally hated, but I don't think there's one. I don't even think Samuel Jackson thinks it's good.
So the last episode of this season is the lowest thing ever for the MCU.
Lowest on rated. Yeah.
Yeah. Lowest rated on Rotten Tomatoes. I think it's like 13%, which is very low. And that's probably like 10% too high because that last episode's absolute trash.
But saying that, like everything leading up to that episode is also not good. Given that I haven't seen the middle section, but I assume
given
it's
the episodes
not
that
good.
You haven't seen,
yeah,
yeah, like it's. I think the last episode is just bad, but the ones before that are just boring.
Yeah,
I don't think they're like they had an interesting storyline, but they just it's just not executed well. And in the comics, Secret Invasion's like one of the biggest.
Well, this events. Isn't Secret Invasion, really.
Like the way it's in the comics.
Yeah, because there's no superheroes in this. It's just
Nick Fury.
And there's maybe one character in it that is a Skrull that was introduced prior, but everyone else is just random new people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just FYI, if you could hear barking in the back.
Yeah, it's just my dog.
His dog's going crazy. Yeah.
Not having a good day. Well, he's. I took him out for a walk and everything. He should be tired because he went for a 5K walk. But yeah, he's still a bit restless. Anyway, Secret Invasion. What else did we want to talk about? We can jump into spoilers in a second.
I was going to say something. Well, it's not like in the comics because there's no superheroes in it.
Yeah.
Which makes it infinitely less interesting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything else. There was a bit of controversy at the start of the show with the AI-generated opening.
Oh, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
It kind of looks like shit anyway.
I think they were going for like an aesthetic, so yeah.
Yeah.
Should we jump to spoilers then?
Yeah, I guess so.
I'll give it a
cognitive
regression.
If you haven't seen this already, you
shouldn't
watch it. And I'm guessing if you haven't seen it, you're probably never going to watch it anyway. So, yeah, these Disney Plus shows are really not great overall.
Yeah. This is probably, I would say this is the worst one.
Given that we didn't watch it, that is a pretty, I sit through some bad stuff sometimes, but I just couldn't sit through this. Yeah.
Yeah. I think this is probably the worst one. Like, they're all pretty average. I wouldn't say they're bad, they're just mostly boring and average. This one is also boring and average for most of it, and then I think the towards the end of the season it goes into the bad territory. So I give it a cognitive regression. We can talk about spoilers and what some big stuff does happen in this show, whether they actually follow up on it or not, we'll have to see. But so if you haven't seen Secret Invasion, by all means, go and watch it. It's on Disney Plus. And come back to this point and listen to our spoilers. So I think the biggest thing that happens in the show is the harvest thing that happens in the last episode where Emilia Clarke's character, Gaia, is that her name?
Yeah.
Yeah. She gets like the most powerful person in the Marvel Universe now.
She gets every person in the Marvel Universe. She's got their powers. She's got everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it might not be. I don't know how this thing works, but I don't think it's like to the extent she has their powers, but it's not as powerful as the actual person, I'm guessing.
I don't think it's going to matter because I don't think we're ever going to see her again.
This show just doesn't matter.
Yeah. I'll be very surprised if we see this character again, just in anything.
Apparently, she might be in Thunderbolts.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why though? Like, also, this character's weird that it's got like Captain Marvel's powers, but it's also got the Hulk's powers, and it's also got Captain America's powers. Why do you need Captain America's powers if you got the Hulk and Captain Marvel's powers? Like, it's redundant. What is Captain America doing in there? It's redundant. You don't need his powers if you got the other two.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you got the Hulk and Captain Marvel, do you need anyone else? Like, it's got like Groot powers and stuff.
Like, why do you need that? Like, it's got Drax's arm. That was also terrible CGI.
Yeah.
Like, really bad.
And it's, I think they show like Ghost, like that character. Oh,
yeah.
That,
I guess that could be useful.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also, she wasn't in Endgame.
Yeah, like, where did they get all these people's DNA from? Because, yeah, like,
they said they got it off the Endgame battle.
Yeah.
She wasn't there.
I'm pretty sure she wasn't, right? Or yeah, was well, she?
Maybe she was.
Maybe she was.
Maybe she yeah. was. We don't see her, but yeah. yeah.
Also, like, I'm pretty sure Ghost couldn't control her powers.
Mm.
But then in the last episode of this, they showed.
She could control everything. Yeah.
yeah she's fine with everything.
Yeah.
Do they show her with Captain America's powers?
Do they? Does she chuck a shield or something? I don't know.
How do you show Captain America's powers?
You chuck shields, yeah.
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 But I think they show you like the list of people that.
And one of them is Captain America.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. There's a big list. People have been through the list. There's like 50 people
Mantis.
On the list.
Yeah. Who else? Like pretty much everyone is on there.
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah.
So. Yeah. Shit.
yeah. And like the last episode where she gets the powers is like just the most stupid thing as well, like the way they get it.
It's like a switcheroo.
Yeah. yeah. Well, she goes in as Nick Fury, as if the guy didn't realize it wasn't Nick Fury, first of all. And like somehow he gets the harvest and there's this machine that like gives you powers and he lets Nick Fury stay in there. And then what after the thing is done,
he's like, oh shit, you're not Nick Fury.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, nah, I'm in Game of Thrones. Chick from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, in every episode, the way it ends is someone dies. Pretty much every episode.
Is it?
Yeah. So, okay. First one, Maria Hill dies.
Yeah.
Second one, someone dies in the second one as well.
Do they?
I'm pretty sure someone dies. Well, Emilia Clarke supposedly dies in one of the episodes.
Yeah. Her dad dies.
Her dad dies in one of the episodes. Who else dies in this show?
Does Nick Fury's
wife?
Yeah. Does she die?
She doesn't die.
Okay. Yeah. She wasn't in that last episode, was she?
She was.
She was.
Towards the end, she was in it.
Oh, okay. Because it goes back into space.
They go back into space.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, like, realistically, at the start of this show, he's in space. And at the end of this show, he's in space.
Back in space. And they also keep saying.
What really happened?
Yeah. They also keep saying this thing how he's, like, changed after the blip.
I don't think he has, though.
But, like, they never explain why or what has changed about him. So it's, yeah, I don't know if they'll ever come back to what happens in the show. I also don't think, because there's a lot of stuff that's happened so far in phase 4 and 5, and they've never referenced stuff like that.
From the TV shows.
Yeah. Or like anything, like Eternals, the thing in the ocean. Has that ever come back?
No.
None of the TV shows, like Moon Knight or any of that stuff has ever come back. So, yeah.
I don't know. The only thing I think maybe might be referenced is that Rhodey was a Skrull at one point. They might reference that at some point. But
so how long has he been a Skrull?
I don't know. Maybe he was a Skrull for 2 days. And then it'll be in Armor Wars. He's like, hey, I was gone for 2 days. I'm traumatized by this.
Because some people are saying he was being a Skrull since Civil War. Which means that like the whole Endgame thing. And, like, that means he doesn't even know that Tony's dead.
Yeah.
But they just, like, breeze over that. But because at the end, they're like, how long have you been in here? And he doesn't answer the question. So
2 days. About 24 hours.
And Everett Ross is obviously – is Everett Ross? Is that his name? Watson?
Watson.
Yeah.
Oh, is that his name, Everett Ross? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was – well, he dies at the end of the – well, he dies at the start of the first episode. The Skrull version of him.
The Skrull version of
him. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
They
had to like put in random people and be like, oh, this person was a Skrull. But it doesn't matter in the end.
And like the whole Don Cheadle reveal.
You see it coming.
Yeah. Like it's like telegraphed the whole way through. Like because he's a different person.
Yeah. He's a dick.
He's acting completely differently to how he normally acts. So it's, yeah. That was, and people have been predicting that Rhodey's a Skrull for ages, like even before this show, for some reason.
Well, he's the one character in this show that is in the MCU, and they needed someone in the MCU to be a Skrull. So
yeah,
it was probably him or Maria Hill, and Maria Hill dies in the first episode. So
yeah.
Yeah.
I thought there would be two versions of Nick Fury in the show, and one of them is a Skrull. That would have been way more interesting than what actually happened.
Yeah, which is not much. Not like nothing really happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Olivia Colman's in the show.
Oh, yeah. She.
So who is she?
Does Amelia Clark go with her in the end?
In the end, yeah.
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 So they're both just never going to come back. They're both never going to be wiped off the planet of the Earth.
Yeah. I don't know what, like, who is she?
She's the chick from
She knows Nick Fury, obviously. Like, yeah. There's some history there.
Is she in Downton Abbey? Is that her?
Oh, like what other stuff is she in?
Yeah, is she in Downton
Abbey? She's in The Crown.
Oh, she's in The Crown. Yeah.
Yeah, like in a couple of seasons as the Queen.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Amelia Clark's not good at picking stuff, is she?
Or she's just really unlucky.
Yeah. One of those two. Yep.
Yeah.
I don't think she's been in anything good since Game of Thrones, arguably even Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Well, yeah, towards the end of Game of Thrones, that got bad, but it was good for most of it, I guess.
Yeah.
But, yeah, has she been in anything? Like, she was in that Terminator. Terrible.
She was in that movie where there's a guy in a wheelchair. People like that, don't they?
Yeah. Me Before You?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Yeah. People like that movie. Yeah. She's in that Christmas movie?
Last Christmas? Yeah. You've seen that.
Yeah.
You said it was bad.
I don't really remember it, so yeah, it probably wasn't that good. Yeah. Oh, yeah, is that one with Henry Golding?
Yeah.
How, like, he's, like, dead and she's...
She's got his heart.
It wasn't that bad, but, yeah, it was a bit weird. Yeah.
Yeah, but this is bad. This is very bad. Yep. Don't watch it. Just don't put yourself through it. It's shit. And I guarantee none of this stuff is ever going to come up again because twofold. No one's watched this, so they'll be like, oh, if we put any of this in a movie... Then we've got to recap it all.
Yeah.
And secondly, it's shit. So, like, they'll be like, we don't want to use any of this because it's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, we've got Loki season 2 coming up, I think, in a couple of weeks.
Mm. I think I'll watch that.
It's got Kang in it.
Yeah.
Apparently, he's in half the season.
Yep.
Yeah. So...
I don't know. It's steadily, like, very slowly falling off a cliff, but like it's getting close to getting to the edge now.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
Well, Loki is the only show that's actually been referenced in a movie, because that was at the end of which movie was it, where they show Loki and Owen Wilson.
It was Ant-Man.
Yeah, that movie. Yeah.
Also bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only good thing that we've got from Marvel since Endgame, arguably, is Guardians.
Shang-Chi was okay.
Shang-Chi was okay.
Yeah. No Way Home was okay.
No Way Home was, so maybe those three.
Black Widow is okay. Like, below okay.
Well, back then we thought it was average, right?
But it's much better than any of this
compared
stuff.
Compared to everything that's come after that, I think it's actually pretty good.
Yeah. If in hindsight, it's amazing. It's Oscar-worthy, that, yeah.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's just a whole bunch of shit, unfortunately.
Yeah. And the next movie, which I'm guessing everyone's super excited about, is The Marvels.
Which might not come out for ages anyway. I think they shouldn't release that unless they can promote it, because no one's going to watch it unless they promote it.
I don't know. People hate Brie Larson, so maybe it's better if they release it without promoting it.
Nah, I feel like people will not watch that movie if there's no promotion.
Probably
not. Pretty much like everything that's come out since Oppenheimer, like, people are not watching it because the promotion's just, there's no promotion. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a movie you might watch today, people don't even know what it,
Blue Beetle.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Apparently Marvels is 90 minutes long. Did you hear that?
Yeah. Brisk.
It's not a good sign. I don't think that's a good sign unless it's like all packed with.
Action packed, start to finish. Yeah.
But the thing is, people don't know, they'll know Captain Marvel, but they won't know Ms. Marvel, because that was the lowest rated TV show probably before Secret Invasion. Mm. And they won't know that other lady as well, because she was a side character in WandaVision, which came out like 3 years ago. And people have already forgotten about that.
I reckon there'll be a recap in the first 2 minutes. It's like, oh, this chick
is that.
She's from Pakistan. She's got bendy powers.
Yeah.
This other chick's, she was in this other show.
Yeah.
And that'll be it.
That's it. Let's get into it.
Let's get into it.
Yeah. We'll see how that goes. I guess that's it for Secret Invasion.
Yeah. Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my famous rating, sorry. Is it better than The Flash? No, it's not. This is worse than The Flash.
That is pretty bad then.
Yeah.
It's considering how much you hate The Flash.
I hate The Flash a lot. Yeah. This is a unique stat. It's probably one of the only ones that's going to get worse than The Flash. You're not going to see this that often, but this is worse than The Flash. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's talk about some of the other stuff that's come out recently. We could do like a separate episode on this, but we probably don't have that much to say on these movies. So let's just get it all done in one episode. So the first one I'm going to talk about is Haunted Mansion. So how'd you find Haunted Mansion?
Didn't watch it. Didn't watch the trailer either, okay. But it's got Owen Wilson in it.
It does.
And I heard it's okay.
Yeah.
So I've seen the original Haunted Mansion with Eddie Murphy in the theaters.
Better than
which I liked when I was about 7 years old.
It is better. I can say pretty comfortably that it's better than that. So it's directed by a gentleman called Justin Simeon. He previously directed Dear White People with his directorial debut, and then Bad Hair in 2020. So those are his two movies before this. He's done a whole bunch of short films, and that's about it. He also did the show Dear White People. It's a Netflix show, I think. Mm. It's starring a bunch of people. Like you said, Owen Wilson is in it, but it's got the main character is Lakeith Stanfield, who
– Get Out.
Was he in Get Out? I don't think so.
Is he the friend in Get Out?
He's in
the police officer guy?
Knives Out, you mean?
Lakeith Stanfield's in Knives Out?
Knives Out. He's in Knives Out.
Oh, he's a detective.
He's the deputy, like the assistant.
I was thinking of someone else, but now I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's the main character. It's also got Tiffany Haddish. It's got Danny DeVito. It's got Rosario Dawson.
Oh, Ahsoka fame.
Yes, Ahsoka. Well, she was famous before that. But
No, she's only been famous since Ahsoka. And she's never done anything before that.
It's got Jamie Lee Curtis as well in a cameo.
Halloween fame.
I guess so, yeah, if you want to go way back. And then it's also got our favorite actor, Jared Leto.
Oh, Morbius fame.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's been famous for many years, though, for many different things.
Yes, yeah. He's a fully
CGI. Is he main character in this?
He's a fully CGI character.
Okay, yeah.
So you don't actually ever see him. So it didn't have to be Jared Leto. He doesn't even say anything. I think he's got like five dialogues.
Okay.
So it didn't need to be Jared Leto. It didn't even look like him. So,
okay. Could you tell it was him when he talked though?
No. Nah.
I don't even think he has a distinctive voice to like. Yeah.
But yeah, he's in it. In terms of the positives, I think Lakeith Stanfield's character is like the heart of the movie. He's got a bit of a backstory. So it's got a bit of emotion in it. If you've been to Disneyland, which you have, there is a Haunted Mansion ride. So it's based off the ride. So this is another one of those movies that they're trying to make based off rides. So there was obviously Pirates of the Caribbean is the most successful one. And long running one, but more recently, Jungle Cruise was another one that they made into a movie. So this is following that trend.
Rocks in a boat. That sounds like there's just a bunch of rocks in a boat, but I meant the Dwayne Johnson's in a boat.
Yeah.
Rocks in, they should have called it Rocks in a Boat. Jungle Cruise, Rocks in a Boat.
It's just a bunch of rocks, just flowing, down a river.
Does Owen Wilson say wow though?
I don't think he does.
Well, he doesn't really say that much anymore. Yeah.
I don't think he did in this movie.
Mm.
But he is very like Owen Wilson. Like the character is Owen Wilson.
Yeah. He's like fast talking. He's always like, hey, you got to do this, man. Wow. Yeah. I can't do an Owen Wilson. I'm sorry. That's not in my repertoire.
But yeah, he's like his normal character in this. Everyone's pretty much their normal character. Like Danny DeVito's doing his his stuff.
Danny DeVito things, He's playing his character from Twins, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not the Penguin from Batman.
No, thank God he's not doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's actually, it is like PG, this movie, but it does have some scary elements to it. So it's not like a completely kid-friendly movie. I think it could be scary for some kids. Yeah, like the story is decent as well. I thought the story was okay. It's just about this haunted mansion that Rosario Dawson and her son move into. And then anyone that moves into there, they can't escape it because they get ghosts like follow them around and stuff. And then there's a bit of a backstory. Like there's a main ghost, which is Jared Leto's character, who's like the main bad guy. But then there's a bunch of other ghosts that are not bad. They're just in the mansion.
Cool.
So I think it's actually not bad. It's a absolute disaster in terms of the box office because no one watched it. It came out a week after Barbenheimer.
Yeah, would have sunk it.
So the budget, it was about $150 million. So far worldwide, we don't see this often, it's only made $106 million. So it hasn't even made its budget. It's obviously been affected by the writer's strike as well. So there's like basically no promotion for this. Even with promotion, I think it would have struggled a bit just because it's so niche. Like people would have had to go to Disneyland and kind of been on the ride to understand some of the references in the movie as well. And it's not like a hugely popular ride either. So, yeah. But it's good. I thought it was actually a decent movie. It'll probably land on Disney Plus at some stage, so probably watch it when it's on there.
Better than Secret Invasion.
I'm gonna say better than The Flash.
Okay.
Yeah,
I can't say that because I'm very take my Better Than The Flash rating very seriously, and I only do it to movies I've seen. So yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Or at least you would have had to at least see the trailer. There's a funny bit with Hasan Minhaj. It's in the trailer as well. They kind of ruin it in the trailer, but that he's only in one scene, and it was funny in that. Apparently, they were going to do like this big promotional thing at Disneyland for Haunted Mansion, where they'd like bring all the cast members.
Yep, and they go on the ride.
I think they do like a parade or something, and they would have had like interviews and stuff pre-release, but they had to cancel it because of the writer's strike. But they went ahead with it anyway, and they just used people from the ride, like the cast members from the ride, and obviously no one
cared.
Yeah. Because it doesn't work, right?
Yeah. It's not Owen Wilson saying, wow.
It's not, yes. Yeah.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
All right. Next movie. Nun 2.
Yes. The Nunning.
Yes. So yeah. What do you think of The Nun 2? Have you seen the trailer of The Nun 2?
I have, yeah.
Okay.
It looks as about as good as The Nun 1.
Yeah.
Yeah. Possibly slightly better. Yeah.
So what I didn't know about The Nun 1 is, and why this movie actually exists, Nun 2, is I'm pretty sure Nun 1 is the highest.
A lot of money.
I think it's the highest grossing Conjuring Universe movie.
Jeez, why?
I might be wrong, but it made a lot of money.
It's like, weird, yeah. People like that Nun character, though, I guess. That movie is not good, though. Do you know the one thing I remember from that movie? See, right near the end where there's a bunch of nuns dead on the ground and the priest is like standing there and he's like standing in the middle of them. Then one of them gets up and it looks so bad. Like one of them gets up and runs over to him. It's like a wide shot. Do you not remember this part? It's the best part of that movie.
I just so remember good. The part where the priest character is like running around in a graveyard and then there's this like kid that jumps out from nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he's got like a snake in his mouth or something.
You got to watch this scene where there's a bunch of nuns on the ground and then one of them gets up because it looks like you're watching a play. Like it's that level of funny. Like she doesn't even get up in like a quick or like a supernatural way. It's like very slow. Like she gets up on all fours. Like slowly gets up, like she's done this like 50 times.
Okay. We did review, like Nun was one of our very early reviews and we did quite a detailed review of that.
It's not good, yeah.
We said it was not
worse good. Than The Flash, I think, yeah.
Nun 1?
Yeah, I think it's worse than The Flash, yeah.
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 Okay, so I think I was wrong about the box office thing. But it did make a lot of money. So it was made on a budget of $22 million, the first one. And box office wise, it made $365 million. So that's quite a lot more money than what they put into it. I'm pretty sure the Conjuring movies made like $600 to $700 million worldwide. So that the actual Conjuring movies did make more money. This was made on a budget of $38 million, so slightly more. Box office wise, so far it's done $97 million. So again, not too bad considering that there's been no promotion for this movie. It's not too bad at all. It's directed by Michael Chavez, who previously directed two other movies in the Conjuring universe, so The Curse of La Llorona and Conjuring 3.
Yeah, I haven't seen The Curse of La Llorona, but I've seen Conjuring 3, and I didn't like it that much. I thought it was
It was average. Yeah. It wasn't like The Nun. It wasn't that bad.
It might be better than The Flash, but only just. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. So in terms of the people that are in this movie, it's actually the cast from the first movie. So they're back mostly.
Oh, yeah.
So Tysa Farmiga.
The priest.
The priest. Actually, the priest isn't in this.
Okay.
He died of cholera or something.
Off screen?
Yeah, off screen. Yeah, okay, they just write him out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's not in the movie, but the Frenchie or that guy that was in the first movie?
Frenchie from The Boys. He's in this.
Is that a character? No.
The French character. Oh, you haven't seen The Boys, have you?
No.
No, there's a character called Frenchie in The Boys.
Yeah. There's a character in the first Nun. Maurice or something like that. But his nickname is Frenchie.
Oh, okay. I thought you gave him that nickname because he's French.
It's French, yeah. I'm very creative with my nicknames. But, yeah. He's back as well. He's the one that, if you remember the end of the first Nun movie, he's the one that had the nun possessed. The nun had possessed him.
Okay.
But at the end of the first one. And they show it as if, I think they link it to the first Conjuring movie at the end of the first Nun. And they show like his exorcism.
Sure. Yeah.
At the end of the first Nun.
Yep.
They link it to the first Conjuring movie.
Yeah.
They kind of scrap all of that in this movie because what happens in this movie completely disregards that ending anyway. So, yeah. How was the movie? Better than The Nun 1. And it genuinely had some good horror moments. So, in the trailer, you might have seen the part with the magazines.
Mm.
That was actually a good scene. It was actually well done. They kind of ruined it in the trailer because they show you most of it, but it's a good scene in the movie. It's all based in this like boarding school, most of the movie. And there's some, obviously there's kids in this school and they set up this like one particular kid that's quite annoying.
And he dies.
Almost. Oh, yeah. She almost dies.
Yeah. Oh, she.
Yeah, okay. It's a girls' boarding school.
Okay.
So it's girls. And she, yeah, like they kind of established that there's nothing's off limits because the girl, like, yeah, she gets like stabbed. But she doesn't die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
Because she's annoying. Yeah. Like you probably were rooting for her to die. Yeah.
Yeah, because they kind of set it up like she was gonna die.
Yeah.
Even like off screen. But yeah, she doesn't die. She does learn a lesson though.
Yeah. To not get stabbed. She's like, oh, before this I was open to getting stabbed, but now.
So yeah, I think maybe because I went into this movie with like such low expectations, I
enjoyed it.
I wouldn't say enjoyed it. There was parts of it that I enjoyed. Overall, the movie's still a bit average.
Yeah.
I think the story could have been better. You know, remember the first nun where they had this, like, backstory for the nun? And it was, like, a two-minute thing.
Potentially. She was in the same, like, she's a nun in that same nun place that the Vera Farmiga's sister works at.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, there was this, like, flashback thing that where they explain her origin. That was probably the most interesting part of that movie.
Mm.
I was hoping they'd do like a prequel rather than a, like they did with Annabelle Creation, where they did like a prequel to the Annabelle movie.
The Nun Creation. It's about her conception.
Yeah. The Nun Creation. Yeah. I was hoping they would do something like that, but it was okay. It was not bad. Thaisa Farmiga is not in the, she's in the movie, but she's not actually in the boarding school. So the actual stuff's happening in this boarding school, and Frenchie is like a gardener at this school. So obviously the nun is there and wreaking chaos. And then Thaisa Farmiga is having like visions about the nun. And then they're like, oh, the nuns, they suspect that the nun is back. So they come to her because she got rid of the nun.
She was in the nun one. Yeah.
She was in the nun one.
Yeah. Like, we saw the nun one and you did stuff in that movie.
And then she's like, oh, what about the priest guy? And then they're like, no.
The priest guy.
He's dead.
He's dead. We went to him first, but we found him dead in his bed.
Yeah.
So we just ditched him and we came here.
Yeah. So.
Do they actually say that? Do they say they went to, like, do they say
they went
to
They just say him? He's dead. They okay. just say he died of cholera.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah. And then there's this other nun in the movie as well. She was in Searching.
Oh, yeah.
She's the kid in Searching.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Searching is, yes, the John Cho one. Not Missing. Yeah. Yep.
No, not the John Cho one. The Missing.
Missing is the other one.
The other one. The one where her mum goes missing.
Goes missing. Yeah, I've seen that.
She's in this as well.
Oh, the main character.
That girl. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She's a nun in this.
She's a nun in this. Okay. Yeah. So she's like a sidekick nun in this.
Well, she's seen the nun one definitely because she's always on her laptop. So,
oh, yeah.
So she would have in-depth research into the nun.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
I think that's it on Nun 2. I'll give it a cognitive recalibration. It's borderline, but there's enough in there. There's enough elements in there that sort of make it decent.
Mm.
I think the story could have been better, but there's some good horror sequences. Still not as scary as the first. Like, I wouldn't say it's anywhere. I didn't feel scared at any point in time. I think the Conjuring movies are still definitely.
None one was scary how bad it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That probably
Which probably doesn't matter. Yeah, nothing's going to beat that ever.
Yeah, that probably
except maybe the Flash.
Yeah, especially the baby part.
The baby part, yeah.
Yeah, in the Flash is probably a bit more horrific, yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like it's better than the Flash, though, from what you've told me.
I actually didn't mind the Flash. So, but, yeah, it's probably better than the Flash.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, next movie. Maybe we should do all episodes like this. Just watch a bunch of movies and just
say what movies. If they're better than The Flash or not. Yeah.
Yeah. So the day after watching The Nun 2, my wife really wanted to watch My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3.
Mm.
So we went and watched that. I
have seen the trailer for this.
You have seen the trailer for it. Why have you seen the first two? So the first one
first one's about to be good, isn't it? Yeah.
The first one was like a big runaway hit. I think like adjusted, someone was saying adjusted for inflation, it's made like 600 or 700 million, which is like crazy for a rom-com. It came out in the early 2000s, the first one. The second one came out, I'm going to say about 7 years ago. So the first one's about the couple, how they get together and the big fat Greek wedding.
The Greek wedding, yeah.
So she marries someone that's not Greek. That's the story of the first one.
Yeah.
And then the second one is about
she marries someone that is Greek this time. She divorced the first guy and then, yeah. So now it's even more Greek. They got to make the Greek wedding bigger this time. Yeah. So how do you make it bigger? Two Greeks.
Yeah.
And the third one.
She gets divorced again.
No. She's still married to this guy, but they both get married to another person. So now there's three people getting married. Three Greeks.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought she would get divorced, but then both of them get married to two different Greek people.
That's four, because then there's four people.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah.
So the second one's would have been good if that was a story, or maybe not. But the second one's
third one's in Greece. I know where the second one is. Yeah.
Second one is about their daughter. Okay. So it's like 20 years after. And it's about their, there must be a wedding in the second one, but I can't remember whose wedding it is.
Mm.
It's probably like her cousin.
Grandfather. Yeah.
Well, this movie's actually about their dad. So the dad passes away. And they go back to their dad's. They go to
Greece, yeah.
Yeah, they go to Greece for the first time in these movies.
From the trailer, just looked like they wanted to go on a holiday to Greece. And they're like, oh, let's shoot a movie while we're here.
Yeah, I think that was pretty much what happened.
Yeah.
There's a reunion or something at a grandfather's town. So they all go back for that. And they take the daughter with them as well. And they take this like... They just take a guy, like, because they want her to get together with someone, their daughter. Mm. So, like, they just bring this Greek guy.
Yeah.
And they do get together.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Tsitsipas.
His name's Aristotle.
Oh, what? Okay. That is, you can think of a more Greek name, I guess. Yeah. Like, oh, we need a Greek guy. What should his name be? Oh, Aristotle. They just typed a Greek guy on Google and the first name was Aristotle and they're like, that works.
Yeah. So, and it's just like them doing stuff in Greece.
Yeah.
In this town.
Holiday shit. Yeah. They dance and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're like, just like people just sleep in the afternoon, they stay up late. Yeah.
Yep.
Greece looks nice. You haven't been to Greece, have you?
No.
Yeah. I haven't been to Greece either, but it looks nice. Yeah. But yeah, apart from that, it's just like I would say it's probably the worst one out of the three. Like the first one's definitely the best one. The second one has some merit. This one just feels like they want to go
on a holiday. Yeah, and they're like, let's film Adam Sandler style, take my friends on a holiday, film a movie while we're there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had all these subplots. So, like, the main lady wants to bring the father's friends to this town and, like, make this reunion happen. And then there's, like, her brother has, like, a subplot
dementia.
As well. Their mum has dementia.
Oh, she does. Okay, yeah, someone has dementia.
The mum has fair dementia. Enough, yeah. The mum doesn't come. So.
Because she has dementia. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. Like they call her in between.
And she's like, I don't know who you are because I have pretty dementia.
Much,
yeah.
Pretty much like she didn't know who the son was. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the mum does have dementia.
Yeah.
And the daughter has, like, she's like failing college or something. So she has a subplot.
Yeah.
And the Aristotle guy, like,
he's good at maths.
Yeah, he's like a philosopher.
Is Aristotle a philosopher? I know. I thought he was a mathematician. I'm not sure.
I think he is a
mathematician. He's good at stuff.
He's good at something. Yeah. He's they're meant to have this like romantic subplot, but they don't really develop it. The movie's only 90 minutes long. So
9 minutes?
Nine,
the YouTube video.
it's a short.
Yeah.
The trailers were longer than 90 minutes long. So it's a short movie. And there's, they don't really go deep into any of the subplots. It kind of just happens. And there is a wedding. So there's like a couple in the town. They get married.
Oh, just a random couple. Fair enough. Yeah,
pretty much.
Well, there has to be a wedding because it's a Greek fat,
big
fat Greek wedding. So it has to be a wedding in the movie.
Oh, and there's another subplot how like the father had a son with this other lady before he got married to his actual wife. And then they meet this other lady and their half brother while they're there.
Fair enough.
And the half brother's son is the one that is getting married.
Aristotle, yeah.
No, that's not Aristotle. This is another guy.
Okay. It would be weird if it was Aristotle.
He's getting married to like a Serbian. So there's like this.
Oh, Novak Djokovic.
Yeah, Tsitsipas and Novak Djokovic combination.
Yeah.
There's this like, because they want him to get married to someone Greek and there's this, they're unhappy about it for about 5 minutes and then they're okay
and
with it.
And then they're happy with it. Yeah. Sounds worse than The Flash.
I think a certain category of the audience will probably enjoy it.
Mm.
But I feel like the storylines are just not developed enough for it to be a good movie. So, I'll probably give it a regression, but I can see people having a good time with it.
Cool.
So, that is Big Fat Greek Wedding 3. I wonder if they'll make a 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have to now because this has done so well.
I don't think it has, but
in my head it has.
So next movie I watched last night, Haunting in Venice. This is in the Agatha Christie series that Kenneth Branagh just...
Agatha Christie verse.
Yeah, the Christie verse.
Christie verse, yeah.
Yeah, that Kenneth Branagh is leading.
ACU, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
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 Australian Catholic University.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's directed by Kenneth Branagh. Its screenplay is by Michael Green. It's based on Halloween Party by Agatha Christie.
They should have called it that.
Maybe they want it to be like something in something, like Murder on the Orient Express, Death on the Nile, Haunting in Venice.
What was that one called? Halloween Party.
Halloween Party.
Halloween in Party. Does that work?
Party
at Halloween?
Party during Halloween.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Halloween party sounds like a fun time though. Like it sounds like, oh yeah, like we're gonna get drunk and like dress up as Draculas.
Yeah,
but there's a real Dracula.
It's not exactly Dracula, but there's some haunting stuff.
There's a guy. Yeah,
there's some stuff happening. Mm. It's not really. It's more of a mystery than a horror movie. It does have horror elements though. Does have some.
The mystery is who's doing the Dracula in.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So it's got a big cast again. So all of these movies have pretty big cast. So we've got obviously Kenneth Branagh, but we have Tina Fey, got Jamie Dornan, we've got Michelle Yeoh.
Ooh.
And other people who I don't recognize who they are, but I thought Annabelle Wallace was in this, but it must have been someone else that looked like Annabelle Wallace.
Annabelle Wallace from our favorite movie, Malignant.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was made on a budget of $60 million. It just came out, so box office we don't know yet. It's one of these movies where he has to solve a mystery. So in this one, he's retired, so he doesn't want to.
He doesn't want to do it. He's always retired. In the Death of the Nile, he's like, oh, I just want to go to the pyramids.
Go to the pyramids,
And they're like, no, but we're going to murder someone and I want you to figure it out who.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. These movies are quite similar to
Knives Out, but not good. Yeah.
Knives Out, yeah. They're different. Mm. Yeah, they're like period movies. I don't mind any of them. Like, I think they're all okay. This one's probably the best one, though.
Mm.
So it's a bit, just because it has – so he's in Venice. This is the story. He's retired. He's in Venice. And then Tina Fey's an author and she writes books about him, but like not about him. Like she makes up a character that is basically him.
Mm.
And then she invites him to this Halloween party. And then weird stuff starts happening.
There's a haunting, yeah.
Yeah, so there was a murder that, not a murder, there was a death that happened in this house like a year ago. And this the mother of the girl that got, that died is hosting this party. And then there's different people that are involved that come in.
Yeah, and is it supernatural? Is it not supernatural?
Yeah, so obviously he's a detective, so he's trying to prove that stuff happening is not supernatural and there's a rational reason for everything that's happening. And
but maybe it is. Maybe it is supernatural.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
So there's some elements of supernatural stuff that's happening. So, yeah, haunting in Venice. I give it a cognitive recalibration.
Sounds better than The Flash. My guess is that it isn't a haunting. It is someone's doing it, but I guess.
So we can judge. Are you going to watch it?
I think I will watch this one.
Okay. Then yeah. I won't spoil it.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it's decent. There's some. You think it's someone, and then it's not that person. And then you think it's someone else, and it's not that person. But then when they reveal who it is, you're like, oh, yeah.
How's his mustache?
Good.
Mm.
Fake, but good.
Good, yeah. That's all that really matters in these movies is how good the mustache is. Yeah. Yes,
and his French accent.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm Hercule Poirot.
Yeah.
Pretty good at French accents, you can see.
Don't use that in when you go to France.
Nah, I will.
I think that's it in terms of the movies that we had planned. We are watching Blue Beetle.
Blue Beetle, yes.
Later today. So you can expect a review of that one soon. Is there anything else coming out?
Everything's delayed.
There's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which we haven't watched yet.
So yeah, we'll probably watch that. Yeah. Lots of stuff are getting delayed because they can't promote it.
So June's been pushed to next
year. Yeah, Marvel's is potentially going to be pushed. Kraven the Hunter, our most anticipated movies, has been pushed.
By a year.
Yeah. Yep. So it's going to... We're going to have to wait another year to find out why they call him the Rhino.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate.
What else is coming out this year? There's not a whole lot coming out this year anymore.
No.
But, yeah, hopefully the writer's strike and the acting strike end soon. And
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, after things are sorted and then things will, yeah.
There is stuff coming out closer to Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Marvel's is November. It's meant to be November, but
November.
We're not sure if it's coming out just yet. Yeah,
and so Aquaman's coming out December, and
actually, there's some Netflix stuff that I would be keen to. There's the Rebel Creator, which I think we should watch.
Oh yeah, Creator that's coming out in cinemas, and there's that's
Gareth Rebel, Edwards, and Rebel then there's Moon. Rebel Moon, the Zack Snyder one.
Yeah, there is the
and then there's the
a Leonardo DiCaprio Martin Scorsese.
Yeah, I don't think that's for us, but. Maybe.
I think that's on Apple TV, that one.
There was one other thing that I thought we would watch. Isn't there like another Star Wars-esque thing coming out?
Isn't that Rebel Moon?
The Creator of Rebel Moon, and there's one more, I thought. Maybe not. I don't know. But yeah, those two I think we'll watch, The Creator and Rebel Moon. Yeah.
Cool. All right. I guess we'll wrap up there. So if people want to get in touch with us, how do they go about it?
You can contact us on all platforms at Cognitive Recalibration, or you can email us at cognitiverecalibrationpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, and if you want to support the podcast, obviously give us a subscribe on YouTube and give us a review on iTunes or Spotify because that makes us more discoverable on the podcast search engines. Okay, so Blue Beetle next, and we'll figure out what we're doing after that. Should we do like... we'll do it at some stage, but like I saw these not rankings, but like they go through like a list of like best movie from every year I've been alive, or like best my favorite movie for every letter of the alphabet. Should we do something like that?
Okay, yeah. Best, let's do it right now. Okay. Well, that camera overheated again, so we might need to wait.
That camera's like telling us no. So yeah, we'll do something like that at some stage.
Yeah. Yeah, sounds good.
Favorite character for every letter of the alphabet.
Yes.
Yeah.
I could do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it something that you just say on the spot and then I have to figure it out? Like do it in like 30 seconds, or is it something we think about beforehand?
Or the movies might be a bit hard to come up with them right on the spot. Like,
yeah.
What's your favorite movie starting with Q?
Queen Elizabeth II, the documentary.
I thought you would have said Quiet Place.
No, I hate that movie. Queen Elizabeth II, the documentary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
So we'll do something like that. If there's nothing coming out, we've got options. All right. Thanks, everyone, for watching or listening. We'll be back again soon. And hope you're all staying safe, and we'll see you again.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.